Hi Gary, great to see you again. What are your thoughts on the game today?
Yeah, another fantastic workout for the squad today. We didn't put a lot of emphasis on drilling into them the things that they'd been learning into training. We wanted them to take the onus and take it out onto the pitch and show us exactly what they could do and stake a claim. And I thought today there were some very good performances from a few of the players today, and I thought it was a very good team effort.
We talked about quite a lot about the work on the training ground going into a game and actually being able to apply that. Do you feel that there's still areas that you want to improve on?
Yeah, they obviously, it's still a work in progress. The new players are being integrated into the system. They understand how we want to play. And obviously they're still learning, and they're fitting in well, as you could see. We constructed some very good team passes today, keeping the ball, playing around Loughborough, and a lot of the players that have come in, like Tom Tonks today. I thought he was excellent in the first half for us today. Was excellent today as well. So those players there, they're still learning. There's still a long way to go, but we are actually getting there.
Great to see the younger players coming on as well in the second half, Gary. What did you make of their performances?
Listen, this academy system that we've got set up here at Tamworth is fantastic, and it's producing a lot of quality. You could see that we got four of them there on the bench today, and they were able all to get onto the park, and they never looked out of place as well, and they've been training well with us. And long may that continue. We'll keep integrating them into what we're doing, so they learn, so they know exactly when that time arrives and it's their time to step up. They're already well drilled in their mind exactly what we expect of them and what they need to be doing.
Two games in, two clean sheets, which is obviously important, 8 goals as well at the other end. Mickleover Sports next Saturday here at the CRMOT Centre Community Stadium. So does that represent the toughest test yet?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we know that the tests are going to get tougher as we edge towards the beginning of this season. So obviously, Mickleover being another team from our own step, it should be a fantastic game for us to go into. It will give us a good indication of where we are in terms of progress that we want to make. And we'll go into that game with a game plan like we do always have. We'll set our stall out and we send the boys out onto the park, and hopefully they'll be able to do the things that we want them to do.
Okay, and finally, we've got a big squad, also a few trialists as well, a few players that weren't available today. Would any of those be available for next Saturday?
Yeah, we've got Liam Bateman and Aaron O'Connor. They should be back into full training this coming week. Cameron Hawkins is another one that's out injured. Jordan Goff, you still haven't seen yet. Still recovering from a hand injury. And Dan Creaney, you haven't seen Dan Creaney yet either, so he's about 3 weeks away. So we've still got quite a few players to get back out onto the park as well. And then obviously, as you said, the squad is big, and some tough decisions will have to be made as to the ones we can keep and then maybe one or two we probably can't.
Okay, as always, Gary, thank you very much for your time. We'll speak to you again soon.
Cheers, thank you.